one or two of the others looked dubious. Not at his analysis of the manufacture and transport of goods. That was something any Carisian understood on an almost instinctual level. Some of them clearly thought Hausman's assumptions were overly optimistic, however. Ironhill appeared to be one of them. Gray Harbor and Caleb did not, and behind his own outwardly expressionless guardsman's face, Merlin frowned thoughtfully. He wasn't certain of Hausman's actual numbers. No one on Safehold kept that sort of statistic, so anything Hausman said could be no more than an informed estimate. On the other hand, he wouldn't be very surprised to discover that those estimates were, in fact, very close to accurate. No one got as wealthy as Edward Hausman from international trade without a keen grasp of the realities of finance, shipping, and manufacturing. And, Merlin reminded himself, Karis was already well along the way towards a purely water-powered industrial revolution, despite the church's prescriptions against advanced technology, even before I put in my own 2 cents worth. Over the past year and a half or so, Hausman continued, very carefully not looking in Merlin's direction, our ability to produce goods, especially textiles, quickly and at even lower cost, has increased dramatically. No one in Haven or Howard is going to be able to match our productivity for a long time to come, and that assumes that nothing happens. He was even more careful not to glance at Merlin. To further increase our manufactory's efficiency. And, as I say, even if they could produce the goods we can produce, trying to transport them overland instead of shipping them by water would add enormously to their expenses. No, he shook his head. If the group of four had succeeded in destroying Karis and our merchant marine, they would have created a huge problem for themselves. It truly would have been a case of killing the wyvern that fetched the golden rabbit. Even assuming all of that's true, that doesn't mean they won't try to do exactly what Alvino's just suggested anyway, Gray Harbor pointed out, dutifully playing the role of Shan Wei's advocate. They already tried to destroy us, after all, despite all of the dire consequences you're saying they would have faced as a result. I also admitted that they've already done some spectacularly stupid things, Hausman reminded the Earl, and they may try to close their ports to us as well. But if they do, those ports are going to leak like sieves. There are going to be entirely too many people, including quite a few of the vicar's own bailiffs, for that matter, who want and need our goods for it to work. Not even the church has ever really been able to control smuggling, you know, and trying to do something like that would be much, much harder than chasing a few independent smugglers.
You probably have a point, Master Hausman, Archbishop Michael said. However, I suspect the group of four, and especially Grand Inquisitor Clinton, are indeed likely to make the attempt.
I bow to your greater familiarity with the Council of Vicars' thinking, Your Eminence, Hausman said. I stand by my analysis of what will happen if they do, however.
Ronald of Dolar's always wanted to increase his own merchant marine,
Benjamin Race, Baron Wavethunder, pointed out. The bald, hook-nosed Wavethunder had been King Harald VII's spymaster. He served Caleb in the same role, and he seldom spoke up in meetings like this unless it had something to do with those duties. When he did open his mouth, though, he was almost always worth listening to, Merlin thought, and this time was no exception. The King of Dolar was hemmed in on all sides by much more powerful neighbors like the Harchong Empire and Republic of Sittermark. His chances of territorial expansion were effectively nil, which was why he'd attempted for years to emulate the maritime prosperity of Karis instead.
That was one of the pretensions which made Ronald such an enthusiastic supporter of the Group of Four's plans, after all, Wavethunder continued. Well, that and those loans of his from the church. Under the circumstances, I'm sure the church would be willing to forgive even more of his loans and actively subsidize his efforts to build up a merchant fleet big enough to cut into our own carrying trade, and the church has a lot of money. If the group of four decides to make a major commitment to helping him, he could launch a lot of galleons.
"Unless my memory fails me, Benjamin," Lark Island said, "we're still at war with Dolar, and likely to remain so for quite some time. Something about our demand for Ronald's head, I believe."
Quite a few of the men around the table chuckled at that observation, Merlin noticed.